The History of Fire Cooking, Part 3. In Part 1, we covered the scientific theories on how cooking with fire began, including the scientific documentation that puts this method's discovery approximately 2 million years ago. In Part 2, we presented information on how our bodies developed from the introduction of cooking meat, as well as the evolution of the wood fire to the oven. In Part 3, we delve into the early risks of cooking with fire and how gender roles developed. It may not have all been good. Although we've discussed the benefits of the discovery of fire for cooking, including the higher caloric content needed for survivability, there are other effects to fire cooking that aren't so positive. This is a relatively new focus in research concerning fire cooking and human evolution. One study initiated in the USA suggests that a genetic mutation may be present in modern humans that allows certain toxins, including those found in smoke, to be metabolized at a safe rate. This genetic mutation was not found in other primates, like the Neanderthals or hominins. It is widely known that breathing in toxins found in smoke can increase the risk of respiratory infections, suppress one's immune system, and cause disruption in the reproductive system. It is possible that by having this genetic mutation, the tolerance to smoke toxins was a needed adaptation that gave early humans the ability to survive in this very toxic environment. Closeness brings disease. We also know that fire allowed for not only cooking, but warmth, light, and protection. To gain the positives of fire, early humans would gather together in close proximity to one another. A 2016 study suggests that with this advancement of fire's uses, people remained in huddled groups for longer periods of time, suffered persistent coughing resulting from the smoke toxins, and subsequently damaged the lungs. This may be what spurred the spread of tuberculosis, which some scientists believed emerged 70,000 years ago. Most scientists hold to the belief that fire was used regularly some 400,000 years ago, which would support the advent of tuberculosis. Other scientists believe additional airborne diseases were also introduced with the use of controlled fire. Plus, many opine that the early days of exposure to inhaling smoke from open fires stimulated our discovery of smoking tobacco. Without question, these believers feel that climate changes resulted from the ongoing burning of carbon. For them, biological and environmental changes commingle. Gender identities. It is amazing that in those early years of the discovery of fire, gender roles were established quite early and is the one area that seems to have held in general theory. As tools were developed and cooking with fire expanded, men did the hunting and women stayed with the fire, maintaining it and cooking previously hunted and foraged foods on and over it. Although today both male and females hunt, the number of men still outweighs the women. Despite the number of male chefs outnumbering the women, women still dominate as the primary cook in the home. Yet, what we refer to as a barbecue and grilling is still performed by the males in greater number. It seems clear that there are other influences on the roles men and women play when it comes to fire cooking around the world. In part 4 of our series, we'll explore the variations in method and technique from around the world. Stay with us and subscribe to our channel as we bring you tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the smoke and fire.